ישראל, שלום עליכם, בעזרת השם, we're going to continue with the wonderful ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה מ"ז, 47, and רב נחמן מברסלב is saying, והנה כשהצדיק אוכל לשובע נפשו, and here when that righteous man is eating to feed his spirit, ולא מחמת תאווה הגשמיות, and not because that he's hungry physically, he wants to eat and grab some food, no. אזי הוא בבחינת נשיאות פנים, so then he is in the aspect that Hashem is listening to him. Hashem takes every word that he says and appreciate it. וניזון ממידת אמת, and he receives his food from the spiritual attribute or from the spiritual place of truth. וכאשר בכוח אכילה זו, and when he used the power that he received from that eating, from that food that he just ate, עומד להודות ולהלל להשם, so now he's standing and thanking and praising Hashem, the Creator, אזי יוצאים ממנו דיבורי אמת, so then words of truth are coming out from his mouth, שהם בחינת יעקב, that it's the aspect of יעקב, מידת תפארת, the glory, the beauty, שהוא כללות הגוונים, all shades, all colors, והוא בחינת שמיים אש ומיים, and it's in the aspect of sky, fire, and water. All of us are able to stand in that place. A righteous man eats to satisfy his spirit, not only the righteous man. We need to talk a little bit about that concept of a righteous man. It's very easy to separate ourselves from the righteous man and to say, hey, you don't know, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, he's the righteous man of the generation. No, you don't know who the Baal Shem Tov was. It's very easy to say those things. But there are other verses that are telling you that the righteous man can be also you, that it can be that you will also gonna be that person that on him the verse said that he is righteous. For an example, there is a verse that is saying Dvar Sheker is not tzaddik. A righteous man, he will hate words of lie. Okay, so if now you see in yourself that you hate lies, so the verse now just called you righteous. The verse is saying, "V'tzadik be'emunato yichye." A righteous man, he live his life corresponding to his faith, means that he believes in Hashem, he believes in Hashem, and he sees that whatever happens with him is corresponding to the level of faith that he had in that time. So you see that that person finds himself, that the verse is calling him a righteous man. So also you, if you see a supervision and you think, you see, wow, what a coincidence, what a miracle, I just saw the hand of Hashem Yitbarach, it was because that I believed in Hashem, or maybe because I forgot Hashem, or whatever, but you see that the supervision happened to you, came to you as a result of your faith. So if you were standing in that level, so for you, Hashem Yitbarach is calling that verse on you and calls you and defines you as a righteous man. So you see that there are verses that are telling us on the greatness of the righteous man, and it's very easy for people to separate themselves from the righteous man, to say, no, he is so godly, he is so divine, he is so far. Where am I and where is he? We're so far. But the truth is that there are other verses that are helping you also to find that point of the righteous man inside of your own heart. That in that point you can also be called a righteous. And also that verse that we were learning on, that the righteous man eats to satisfy his spirit and not to satisfy his body. Also, every one of us can find ourselves like that. Not always you eat with your lust and desires and you eat, and not always you eat like an animal. No, not always. Many, many times you relax and you feel like you want to come closer to Hashem, or in the middle of Yitbo Dedut, for an example, you pray to Hashem, you talk to Hashem, and suddenly you feel a little bit weak. And you want just to have some more air energy or something like that. And you just grab something small, an apple, a fruit, a piece of chocolate, something tiny. You just drink something But you're doing it only because you want to keep on learning. You're learning and you stand up to the cafeteria to make a cup of coffee, to the kitchen to make a cup of tea, just for yourself, to have a little bit more sugar, a little bit more energy to keep on learning. So the verse is saying that you are righteous now. This is something very important, that we're going to understand that the Torah been given to us, that we will find the right way how to become righteous, not to separate us from the righteous people. There was a man, one of the family of the Abuchatzera family, that he saw a book that had been written on Baba Meir. Baba Meir was one of the righteous people from the legacy of the family Abuchatzera. And the book was full with praises and stories of miracles and wonders that righteous man did. And that family member said that the author that wrote that book twisted a lot, and he made a big mistake writing that book in that way. So someone asked him why. Is something wrong? He made up stories? He said, no, chas v'shalom, for sure not. All of the stories are right. But he was praising him, Baba Meir, on his greatness without explaining how he reached that greatness. The greatness of a righteous man is not the fact that in the end of his life or in a certain time of his life he became so huge that every decree that he says, every blessing that he says is accepted. The greatness of the righteous man was that he was humble, that he was generous, that he was helping every person, that he was caring about people that he never saw in his life, that he knocked on doors of the poor people, that in the middle of the night he put something for them to have parnasa, money for tomorrow, that he was thinking about the widows and the orphans and he was taking care of them, and that he was going and fighting for the poor ones and for the weak ones, that he was learning Torah with all of his power, that he was serving Hashem in prayer, and that he was not taking care of himself and he was thinking about others in the same time. That's the greatness. And as a result of that effort of those righteous people, that's how they reach those levels, that everything that they say out of their mouth, oh, Hashem is taking it and accepting it and changing the world for them. So if really you want to become righteous, you don't need to start making miracles. That's not going to happen. You need to start work on your manners, on the generosity of your heart, on helping other people, caring, taking care of other people, thinking about other people. That's the beauty. V'gam ken b'chinat Eretz Yisrael. So that's also in the aspect of the Holy Land, the Land of Israel. Shashpa'ata gam ken mimidat Yaakov kanal. That the Holy Land receives its power also from that midah of Yaakov, from Yaakov, that he's our father. V'al ken b'koach ze, and this is why, based on that power, na'aseh shutaf la'kadosh baruch hu livrosh ha'mayim v'eretz. So by that power, that person is keeping himself in holiness, in purity, means that his intentions are always to glue himself to the Creator, to think about Hashem. Hashem, what do you want me to do? Hashem, what can I do for you? Always. Actually, I want to explain to you a few things. But first of all, for an example on that thing. If now you want to do something for Hashem, Yitbarach, so what does it mean to do something for Hashem? You need to ask Hashem, what do you want from me? If now you sit at home and you really want to learn Mishnayot, okay, you decided that you want to come back to Hashem and you want to learn. You have a 5-year-old kid that he doesn't care so much about your learning. He just really want you to help him build a puzzle or help him with the new Lego that he received from his grandmother for Passover. And now he wants you to build the puzzle with him. So now you're standing in this situation. You're sitting finally on the sofa in the evening. It's the first 5 minutes that you have for yourself. And now your kid, he wants you to build Lego with him. What are you doing? So what are you doing? That's the question. What am I doing? I'm doing tshuva. I admit that it will be a very hard thing for me to decide what to do. But what that I should do is to ask Hashem, Hashem, what do you want me to do? And the answer that I will hear from inside, that is the thing that I'm supposed to do. What will I do? So probably in some of those times, I will go and learn. I will tell him not now, and I will learn. But in another time, maybe I will close the book and I will sit with him and play and build Lego with him. Only because Hashem, he's got a will, and he will reveal his will to us. And the question is, how he gonna reveal his will to us? And that's the other thing that I wanted to tell you. Hashem, his seal is a seal of truth. He will reveal himself to you through the truth. Hashem Elokechem Emet, your God is the God of truth. You can find God's will only through your truth. Your honesty means that when someone will ask you a question, you will check what the truth is. Not how the answer that you might answer can ruin something for you, or maybe you can gain something if you... No. That's not the way to answer. You should answer the truth. If he asks you something, you need to check what's the right answer. Not what will bring me to the result that I want to achieve. Just what the truth is. And if you will check what the truth is, so you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach very close to you. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls him with truth. So you need to ask, what is the truth now, Hashem? What do you really want me to do? Do you want me to learn? Do you want me to play Lego? Do you want me to sacrifice my 5 minutes and give them to my child? Or maybe I should learn Torah? Bet Shammai would say for sure that you need to learn Torah. But Bet Hillel, what they would say, that you need to learn Torah, maybe you should give it to your children. Maybe if now you're going to play Lego with your child, you can also pass the wisdom and also the desire to learn Torah to your child. Maybe now to teach your child Torah, we were talking about playing Lego. Yeah, but, you know, it's written, Shema beni musar avicha ve'al titosh Torat imecha. Listen, my son, to the education that you will receive, the musar that you will receive from your father, and don't abandon the Torah that you will receive from your mother. So, of course, Torah is higher. Torah is a complete wisdom. And lesson is one part. Musar is one part that you will learn from your father. So the child is now obligated not to drop the lesson from his father and always to keep and to learn the Torah from his mother. How can it be that the mother, she is appointed on the Torah, she will teach Torah? If the father, he is obligated to learn Torah, and the mother, she is exempt from learning Torah. So how can it be that the kid, in the end, will go with the Torah that he received from his mother and not from his father? Just from his father, he will receive the lesson. We would say that the opposite is the right way, the way that it's supposed to be. But the truth is that the Torah is something much higher than the verses themselves. The Torah is the intention, is the simplicity, is the purity of the heart, is the simple faith that the mother carries inside of herself, her fear from heaven, her love for Hashem, when she lights the candles, when she bakes the challot for Shabbat, when she cooks all the food. I'll tell you a story, an amazing story that I heard. While you play with your child Lego, you can teach him a lot of Torah. I'll tell you a story that I heard. A very old righteous man, he was walking outside the street in the noontime. He was going with his helper. He was very old, and he went to take some breath outside and to heal his body. He was going for his health. While they were walking in the alleys, there was a woman running, an old woman that was running, taking care of things during the day, and she almost hit that old righteous rabbi, and he was all shaky, almost fell on the ground, and his helper was very upset. "Look at that woman," he's saying to his rabbi. "She doesn't have no respect to Talmide Chachamim, such a rude woman." That rabbi didn't want to rebuke his student, so he told him, "You know, I'm not telling you what that I think right now. I'm just saying it to myself and you can listen. You know, today I woke up in the morning and I went to do Netilat Yadayim, to wash my hands. Do you know why I did it? I did it for myself. I didn't want to just get rotten in bed all day long. So I just pushed myself out of bed. And then I went to pray Shacharit, the prayer of the morning prayer. And I did it for myself. Why? Because I didn't want to violate the rules of the Torah. I didn't want to be punished. I wanted to keep the Torah and to be rewarded on it. I wanted to praise Hashem. I want to be pure. I want to be righteous. So I did it, but I did it for myself because I wanted to succeed and to do something good with my time. And then I sat and I ate my breakfast, and it's true, it's a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch, the book of rules of Judaism, is telling you that you need to eat, but the truth is that I ate for myself, for my own spirit. Even like we read, the righteous man, he eats for his own spirit. I ate for myself. And then after that, I sat and I learned the page of Gemara and a little bit of Shulchan Aruch and more books. But I did it all for myself because I wanted to learn, because I love to learn. And it's also a mitzvah, but really I was thinking about myself while doing it. And you know that woman that she just hit us and kept on running without paying attention to what that happened with her? So usually she wakes up at 6 every morning, but today she woke up 15 minutes earlier. And you know why? Because she didn't want her child to be late for school, for cheder, to learn Torah. And she knew that she had to wash his tzitziot and to prepare food for him and for her husband. So she woke up earlier and she washed her hand and she did everything. And then she took her child to the cheder, to school. And then she ran back home and helped her husband to take care of himself. Also, she made breakfast for him. And then she ran and she now finished shopping and she bought all the things for Shabbos and for her family. And now she got a phone call and someone called her and told her that she's late for a certain meeting in school. And she ran over there to help her son with some issue with another teacher, something to help him. And she didn't do one thing all this day for herself. All day long she was just doing things for others. So who am I that all day long I was doing only things for myself and I didn't do anything else for no one else except for myself? To say something about a woman that from the moment she woke up, she did everything for others and not for herself. So there is much more Torah between the lines of the Torah than inside the lines of the Torah. Between the verses, the lesson is much deeper. The intention, the purity of the heart is much deeper. To all of us that are chasing ourselves and blaming ourselves, "I'm not doing enough, I'm not learning enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not praying enough," aim your heart to where that you are standing, to what that you do, to what that you have, to who that you are, and then you will see your real connection to the Creator. Don't chase yourself on what that you don't have. Try to find out who are you really. The level of truth that you have, the honesty that you will talk, will bring the Creator out to the space, to the surface. You will be able to feel Hashem and to know Hashem, as much as you're going to work on yourself to say words of truth, never to lie. The truth is hidden only because we are hiding our own truth. If we will be strong enough always to be honest and to say the truth, also the general truth, the complete truth, the divine truth, the real truth, the truth of Hashem will be revealed. We are carrying that message of the truth. So we must believe in ourselves and appreciate ourselves and count on ourselves and spell the truth out, to speak it out, to tell it to the world, that everyone will know the truth. And even if your truth is shallow, is low, you don't want to go to the pub? No, I don't. I'm not enjoying the alcohol. I have crazy hangovers after it. I'm all nauseous. I'm talking nonsense. No, I don't like it. I don't want to do that. Even if that's your truth, so say it. If you will say it, you will give other people the power also to realize that they are doing things against their own will, against their own understandings. But first of all, you need to be strong with who that you are and to say it. To say, yes, I do, when you do. And to say, no, I don't, when you don't. And not to be afraid of no one. We're not allowed to be afraid. We're not allowed to be afraid of people, of opinion, of what will happen. We have to trust Hashem that if we will be true, righteous people that loves the truth and hates the lie and say only the truth, only by that Hashem will be there with us, support us, help us, heal us, redeem us. Thank you very much and Chazak Uvaruch.
This world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all He, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.